Your self-confidence is closely connected to your self-esteem and to how much you like yourself. Dr. Nathaniel Brandon calls self-esteem your reputation with yourself. It's how you feel about yourself and your abilities in relation to any situation that determines how much you like yourself and how much you consider yourself to be a valuable and worthwhile person. And the flip side of self-esteem is what psychologists call self-efficacy. Self-efficacy is a measure of how effective and how competent you feel you are to engage in a particular act or to perform a particular task. We call this performance-based self-esteem. What it really means is that if your self-confidence and your belief in yourself is determined by your self-esteem or how much you like yourself, then your self-esteem is determined by how capable you really are in any given set of circumstances. For example, if a problem comes up at work or at home and you're so familiar with it that you can solve it quickly and correctly, your self-efficacy and your self-esteem goes up. You feel more capable and confident and more willing to take on other challenges and difficulties. You feel more positive and optimistic. You feel like a pretty good person. If, on the other hand, a problem or difficulty came up and you were unable to do anything to solve it, your self-esteem would suffer and your self-confidence would go down. You would also tend to feel negative, and you might even become angry and irritated. You would feel powerless rather than powerful. That's why they say in playing poker that the winners laugh and tell jokes while the losers simply say, "Shut up and deal." The law of cause and effect applies to you and everything that you become. If the effect that you desire is high and unshakable levels of self-confidence, then it's only necessary that you engage in the same causes engaged in by others who have high and unshakable levels of self-confidence, and you'll get the same feelings or effects. Studies conducted on thousands of men and women who have moved from ordinary to extraordinary performance and who have moved from average feelings of inadequacy to feeling great about themselves show that there is a direct cause-effect relationship between competence and mastery on the one hand and self-confidence on the other. Some of the most exciting work has been done in the area of peak performance or optimal experience, or what some psychologists call the experience of flow. Peak experience is a form of natural high that causes you to feel absolutely terrific about yourself and gives you a wonderful overall feeling of well-being and happiness. And the causes of this effect are now well known. To attain this wonderful, healthy feeling of performing at your best, you need clear goals, challenging standards or ways of measuring the goals. You need regular feedback. You need total concentration. You need step-by-step success. And you need a feeling that you are expanding your capabilities to a new and higher level. When you've created a situation where you experience all of these, you sense that you're working at the outer edge of your own personal envelope. You feel that you're getting progressively better at something that you are ideally suited to do, and that while you're still working within the range of your capabilities, you're stretching yourself at every moment. When you're caught up in this kind of experience, you often lose your concern for time or hunger or thirst or fatigue. You feel calm and clear-headed and often euphoric. Sometimes while you're in this state of peak experience, the rest of the world seems to slow down and you seem to function with extraordinary clarity. You seem capable of accomplishing great quantities of work in a short period of time and with great accuracy and few mistakes. Everyone has had this heightened experience, usually when they've been under a tremendous amount of stress to do a lot of things in a short period of time. But they've had very clear goals and a strong belief that they were capable of meeting the challenge. At this point, they have kicked into flow and they felt as though they had taken off and left the ground. You've had this experience yourself in the past. Often it's so extraordinary that you remember it for many months or even years. And here's the point. Men and women who achieve extraordinary things in life are merely ordinary men and women who have learned how to put themselves into flow and to function at peak performance more often than the average person. And what someone else has done, you can do too.